under misty skies. Hate to get there quicker. Rebel through the night. Cause I truly miss the universal charm. Cause she thinks it's humor. And I mean no harm. Lock down and soothe this. Fall back, she says. Let's just keep this mutual. It's these lines I tread. Too much life for simple. See her sleeping, step down mistake. Does she know my secret? I'm in love with her. Let the love manifest. Watch me take my serve. Watch me take control. She doesn't know what hit her. Glimpses of her soul. Has a seamless dinner. Numbers on the plate. It's my turn now. 1 minute to the hour.
Soft. Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasting live from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. I'm your host, Isaac, and we are right after Nardwar, the Human Serviettes show. And today, we got a few people returning, some OGs, some newer people.
Hello.
But I think everyone here has been here before. And just right off the bat, we're going to go over a couple events that are coming to you very soon. How about y'all start with the Discorder events, Lucy and Jack, am I right?
Yeah, we got so many events coming.
So many events.
All right, starting off on September 20th, we got the Fontaines DC
event. Oh, where is that?
It's at the Fox Cabaret.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
I gotta get louder.
You. You're too soft for the people.
Too soft. All right, so yeah, September 20th, Fontaines DC at the Fox Cabaret.
Also on September 20th, you've got two other things. Caviar.
Caviar,
at the Fox Caviar. We also got.
Yeah, okay. You think I can't read?
A lot of these names are really hard to pronounce. This is MX10. Happening at the Rio, Pokey Lafarge, happening at Wisehole.
You got cigarettes after sex at the Commodore Ballroom.
I love cigarettes after sex.
That would be a really
I'm so excited.
We got Snarky Puppy.
Oh, I fucking love Snarky Puppy.
Wow, no swear.
Swears.
Okay,
we're sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Language warning. I'm supposed to do that before, I swear. Crooked Colors, October 1st. Actually, October 3rd.
We got OCs at the Rickshaw. Then we're just getting October. It's just too far away.
You're not going to think about it. Cosmo Sheldrake, you should remember that one.
We might have to go over this again later in the show because it's very incoherent.
You can find it at timberconcerts.com.
Yes.
We also have another event coming to right here at CITR next week. Every day from 12 to 1 p.m., you could catch a different band. This is brought to you not only by CITR 101.9 FM, but also Discorder Magazine. This is called Degree Navigator. And every day, 12 to 1, we got bands. So Monday, we got Nice Apple. Tuesday, we got Christina Sheldon. Wednesday, we got Parlor Panther. I like that name. Thursday, we got Harley Small. Mm. And Friday, we got Psy. Mm. Yes. Okay. Mm. So also, the same day, on Friday, you could catch another event, and this is not only from... Why can't y'all just let me read this?
He's giving his numbers.
No, I'm not. So, for those of you not in the studio, Gabe just went into my ear, and he did some little voice, and he's like, he has some paper. And I just burst into laughter. So we apologize, guys. This content is actually professional, and Isaac's going to get back to it in just a second.
What are you doing? Okay, are you actually...
Yeah.
He's,
Do you know this person?
No.
Anyway,
one of our people in the studio is flirting with someone outside by writing words on a piece of paper, his phone number, to show her through the glass window because we're in a soundproof room. It's really romantic and cute. Hopefully she calls him.
Gabe.
She's typing his phone.
Oh my god, you guys are witnessing this live on air.
So Gabe is now handing his phone number through this glass and she's writing it down and his hand is
his hand is shaking.
Oh, a couple people are coming up kind of looking. Maybe
Gabe
maybe
is
other
in
people
the booth.
Write it down.
It works.
Yeah. Maybe
wow, that
maybe
would
other
worked.
People would take notes.
Okay, so for everybody who just tuned in, we're reading about bands who are playing this month in October. All right, so Jack and Lucy, what bands are playing at the end of October.
End of October.
To look forward to.
Ooh. All right, end of October. Actually, we can just do all of October. There's only five of them. Starting off, we got... we got Snarky Puppy on October 1st. We got Crooked Colors on October 3rd.
The OC is coming October 7th. Cosmo Sheldrake, October 8th.
Oh, Cosmo Sheldrake's coming?
Yeah, bro.
That'll be really
good. That's what I said. That's why
we had this conversation.
That'll be really good.
He was too busy. Clearly.
Then we, October 9th, we got St. Paul and the Broken Bones.
That sounds painful.
It does.
I don't know if I want to go to that show. Lucero? God, that's almost me. Maybe that is me.
Maybe
October
it is.
11th.
And on, also on October 11th, we got Mike Daughtry plays Soul Coughing's Ruby Vroom.
That also sounds painful.
Yeah, a lot of coughing. A lot of...
That's happening at the Fox. But you guys are really sad because you missed out on Psychedelic Porn Crumpets on September 10th.
I know I'm sad. Without a doubt.
If any of y'all saw that, please tell us.
That piece of paper...
Hit me up on Twitter.
Hit me up on Twitter.
Okay, thank you for reading those out. I'm going to go over this again because I didn't really... I didn't really go over this. Anyway, again, if you want, next week... I need this. Okay, stop trying to give your number to girls through the glass. I need to read the event to the people, okay?
The record sheet's in the
studio. Okay, anyway. Like I was trying to say, you could catch Degree Navigator next week. Every day, 12 to 1 p.m., there'll be a different band. Monday, Nice Apple. Tuesday, Christina Sheldon. Wednesday, Parlor Panther. Thursday, Harley Small. And Friday, Psy.
Oh, that same week, we're also going to be... part of Club Stay, so if you're standing outside the studio listening to us right now and you're waiting for a poster, then maybe you should come back next week and come see us at Club Stay. So we'll have a booth there so you can come by. We're also doing tours all the time. So
for sure, tours all the time at 12 after next week. Mm-hmm. Come by and check out the station if you want to come on the radio. Mm-hmm. You don't need any experience. A lot of people in here don't have experience.
Yeah, a lot of us are really bad at this.
This is Friday next week? What day next week?
Oh, all next week we're doing Club Stay.
Oh, so
yeah, Club Stay. Yeah,
we'll be hanging out. It's
all day.
At the station?
It's like all around the nest. So we're going to have a table out there.
Where
we're
is the
open
station?
Here, so...
The station is in the nest. It's under Pyre Squared. It's kind of difficult to find if you've never been here before. If you go to the bottom of the nest and you're by the deli, then you'll see us. There's a little stairwell that goes
You'll see Gabe under. With his number pressed against the window. He'll be waiting.
Yellow pants.
It's how I meet all my friends.
His yellow
That's how we got into the show.
Friends.
another thing you could catch next week.
It's Gabe.
Gabe. Fair yet, you can hang out with not only CITR and Discord, but also the UBC Film Society, MVVP, Blank Vinyl Project at the Hatch Gallery, and this event is called Cool Cat Chit Chat, and that's next Friday, September 20th, from 5 to 8 p.m. That's a good collaboration with all the artsy people around here. I'm not going to read that. I just flipped over Gabe's number on the back. And Teo's number.
Yeah. I'm really sorry.
I wanted to... One more event I'm going to announce before we do regroup, and we're going to talk a bit about some of our favorite music genres and artists and why it's we value those people and those genres. Locals Only Events is a great organization, or whatever you want to call it, organizational medium that a friend of the show, Pranilla, is the big boss of. Also along with her friend Olivia and Mia. And they have a show next week, and that will be on Thursday at 333. If you haven't heard, 333 is a very communal-run, sort of underground venue. It's basically a big garage with a high ceiling, and it gets really packed in there. It's really fun, but it's getting shut down.
Boo!
Because the Lululemon guy bought. Yeah, I'm not gonna get into it. But 333 is not open for that much longer. If you've never been there, I really, really highly recommend going to this show or going to something soon. One of my roommates is performing at this show. His name's Stone Cold Finger, and this one is Tom Cruise style spy takeover at 333. Comes your favorite version of the man himself at 333 doors. Next Thursday, 9 p.m., $10 at the door, September 19th. You got Baines, Hermit, Stone Cold Finger, Frazier, 495, Brando 2K. And this is by Locals Only. There's a screenplay by Awake Records. The story is by Tom Cruise himself. Come by.
Tom Cruise.
You look like you believe me for a second. locals only events. Check it out.
Did you say come is your favorite version of Tom Cruise?
Yes, I did say that.
Does it have to be Tom Cruise from Mission Impossible, or can I be Tom Cruise from Tropic Thunder, where he's...
What do you mean, favorite version of Tom Cruise?
Where he's fat in the fat suit.
Favorite version of Tom Cruise. Yeah,
there's so many Tom Cruises.
That's
Tom
such
Cruise
a good version.
I need Top Gun.
I'll bring a couch and just jump on it.
For some reason, I thought Tom Cruise's alias in Mission Impossible was Tom Cruise, and I thought that was the only series we could use, but it's not.
No, any version of Tom Cruise
Great.
You wish to be.
Thanks, that's all.
I think we do need to regroup a bit here. This has been pretty discombobulated. And we're going to play a song, and since the Welcome Back Barbecue is going on, I did want to play a song from a rapper I interviewed not this past summer, but the summer before. His name is Boslin. This is his latest track, and it's called Hidden Nights. It's with Illmin Yachi. Check out Boslin. He's really on the rise, and he's grown a lot since I interviewed him. It's quite impressive, his marketing strategy and everything. I really admire that. And just check this one out. And just a warning, this is explicit. And we'll play a couple more songs, we'll play a couple ads, and we'll be back talking about who we like and why we like them. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is We're on the Street. I'm your host, Isaac.
Bird up.
We're a show on television.
She's saying. Hey, get it? Yeah. Hey. Hey, hey, yeah, long nights, long days. Locked and loaded, popping pills straight up to my brain. I'm walking with the shadows who've been calling on my name. Flip the picture, sip the liquor, but to me it's all the same, yeah. All the same, yeah.
Speed it up, then we pop it one more time.
You've been partying with demons, I can see it in your eyes.
I've been running out of fogs, mama, can you tell me why?
Niggas hidden in the hills, thank the Lord I'm with my slime, yeah. More money equals the problems. Too many niggas are trying to resolve them. I got a 40, I'm ballin'. Spoke to a killer who about to be calling. Riding around in a coupe, 10 in the window, my niggas will shoot. Call me the Bozzy who moves. Jiggy with Prada and pockets of booth. She want fame, he's been high, I'm alive. Tripping over demons that I've seen walk through the night. No more time, if I shoot, will you riot? Lord forgive us, I've been sinning when we rolling dice.
Speed it up, then we pop it one more time.
You've been partying with demons, I can see it in your eyes.
I've been running out of fogs, mama, can you tell me why?
Niggas hidden in the hills, thank the Lord I'm with my slime, yeah.
I beat it up, I ain't like these other guys.
She's been teasing with the nigga, shoddy tripping when she high.
Purple sipping in my cup, you can never catch me dry.
Tinted windows in Suburbans when we rolling through the night. Speaking my language, talking money, blue faces. My pot of champagne, sipping bottles at the case, yeah. I realize your nigga gon' get it anyway, yeah. For real, I'm about to take this blizzy to the face, yeah. They paralyzed the minute a young nigga finna rhyme. No, I ain't never tired, jump on the beat and I energize. Got your whole mesmerized, she know my songs gotta memorize. You know the memorize, I put the whole thing when I'm with my slime. She ride like a pedal bike, I think of you feeling like mine. Young niggas finna slide, yeah, you know we could go all night.
Speed it up, then we pop it one more time.
You've been partying with demons, I can see it in your eyes.
I've been running out of fogs, mama, can you tell me why?
Niggas hidden in the hills, thank the Lord I'm with my slime, yeah.
I beat it up, I ain't like these other guys.
She's been teasing with the nigga, shoddy tripping when she high.
Purple sipping in my cup, you can never catch me dry.
Tinted windows in Suburbans when we rolling through the night, yeah.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
You think you love me?
You think
stage. I feel a gained, I feel a boy. I'm still a roach, I'm doing shows, I feel a ploy. Even though I'm coy, you know that, boy. I still feel the same. I feel afraid, this easy A, I'm feeling frame. I wear a mask, I see the veins, I'm still ashamed. Even though the aim, it's crazy. Feel like I'm like a hoe. I'm on the web, I net the gross, I see the growth. I feel engaged, I'm in the game, don't need a coach. But I really do, really do, really don't. I just been in my head, I'm getting fried, I'm on the side, I'm Kevin Fair. Walk around with guns on me. Look, I used to spin that bass to Michael Prophet. I used to think you wasn't popping till you had a stalker. I'm not no alpha male, I'm Carly Rae, you great and walking. Look, 99 ain't no stack, baby. Say it two times, feel like Casanova. Y'all be praying to Jehovah, I be praying to over. I never whip a Sodio, still sold out the Nova. Damn.
Claps right here.
That's real too.
Steps in the sand, I'm not being carried. If it gets out of hand, you can go on without me.
Thank you.
kill Shane. Tear the veil. Tear the veil. Tear the veil.
A lot of hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Hello, hello, hello. You're back with CITR, Word on the Street. My name is Gabe. Isaac is right beside me. Say hello.
Hello.
Yeah, don't get too scared. Isaac's still with us. I'm just shadowing him right now, learning how to co-host. So if you listened before we played the music, it was pretty scatterbrained. But now we're back. We're focused. We're ready to get into our discussion.
We meditated a little.
Yeah, we took some deep breaths. So we're talking about what type of genres and music styles we're into, mm-hmm. and why we're into that type of music. Sorry, there's someone behind me who keeps giggling. All right, so what I was going to talk about is I was a big mainstream alternative rock fan for most of my teen years. And I thought the Black Keys were amazing. The Lumineers were hoof, and the Arkells. I don't even know how many Arkell shows I've been to, and July Talk. Oh yeah, I was on the barricade for all those shows. But then I drove a minivan in high school, and it.
Gabe has a van.
Gabe has a van, and I drove a minivan in high school back in my hometown of Calgary, and. And it didn't have Bluetooth in it, and so I could only play CDs, and nobody liked being in my car because I didn't have any CDs, and we just had to listen to the radio, and we didn't have anything super cool like CITR 101.9 FM. Tune in.
They would only hear this if they were already.
There was this after Blockbuster closed down. There was this thing called HMV that just dominated Canada for 10 years, and then yeah, and. It's imagine if Blockbuster, it was HMV is home movie video,
yeah.
And it just sold DVDs and CDs for really expensive.
It sold other people's home movies?
No. It was just you buy your CDs and your movies there. She's from Australia. Don't judge her. She's still translating. So they shut down a few years ago when streaming started to be a thing, and I was in high school. And I went to HMV, and I think I bought 10 CDs for maybe $10.
Oh,
they were just clearing out. The store was empty. It was a bombshell had gone off. There was just DVD cases everywhere. And I bought 10 CDs, and all of 9 of the 10 of them were awful. And there was a reason they were still left on the shelf. But there was one CD that I saw, and it was J. Cole's For Your Eyes Only. I had no idea who J. Cole was. I thought he was the guy from the False Prophet music video. But at the time, I was I think I saw that guy in a music video on a bus. I was right. But I had never really listened to rap before, and all my friends made jokes about me because of it. And I listened to that album. And I actually listened to it in full the other day. And oh boy, it is peachy. Oh, I was it was amazing. Everyone says it's Cole's, one of his weakest albums.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Oh, I love
it. I don't like it. I could not get through it.
It is so sappy and it is so like oddball, but I love it. I love that album so much. I probably listen to it like at least in full twice a day, every day. Sheesh. For like 4 months until I bought 2014 Four Souls Drive. And so in my van, it was just those two CDs.
Because that was the only CD that you
Yeah, those were the only CDs I had. So just driving to school, I would listen to those CDs. And now I've expanded beyond J. Cole, and I have good. A lot of, I love hip hop now. I love hip hop, and that's my story. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All of us have seen it too.
Yeah, so I'm a J. Cole believer. I'm a
believer.
Yeah, there we are. The end.
Great Beautiful. Story, I loved it.
That was
Anyone else want to share why they got into the genre they might like the most at the moment? I'm going to say hip-hop too, and my story is a lot different from Gabe's, but I would love to hear a different perspective, which is not hip-hop. Does anyone have that perspective?
Okay, so I didn't start off as hip-hop. For the longest time, I really just listened to nu metal and, like, rap rock.
Like Linkin Park? Or
Linkin Park, Hollywood Undead.
Try so hard.
Like Skillet, like that kind of jazz.
Okay.
Like, it's just hard, and it hurts your ears. It hurts my ears to listen back now. But I was too damn edgy. 13, 12, 13, 14, I was too damn edgy.
Like the bangs that just went like
Oh, hell no, I wasn't that.
You weren't that edgy?
I can say it. But, yeah, no, I pretty much listened to that up until high school, and then, sadly, I started listening to Logic.
What?
I don't want to die.
Only the first album. After that, I was over it. And every Logic album after that
Under Pressure or even earlier?
Earlier.
Okay, because Under Pressure, at the time, before he ruined everything about his reputation and himself, it was actually pretty decent.
See,
I'll say.
It was pretty good. But then, like, even now, that album's ruined for me, just because out of everything else he's done, it's just the same, essentially, to me, you know?
Okay, I am so blind on this conversation. Why are you guys dissing Logic?
Yeah,
okay.
Please fill
He
us
says,
in.
I'll give you...
I'm not as esteemed taste as you, because yeah, I think I Four like... Your Eyes Only is good. All right, wow. Let's try to skip the whole Brockhampton sucks too, okay? And just tell us what's going on
Ooh,
here.
Ooh, Brockhampton.
Gonna,
oh, I'm sorry.
We're gonna save the Brockhampton conversation for next week, because Helena wanted to talk about her take on it. Yeah.
It has to come up every episode, though.
Right, no, we're leaving
no,
it. But
Logic.
Logic.
Explain your reasoning.
My biggest issue behind Logic is that he's not original anymore. The only thing about him is that he raps fast. Most
that's
of his
original?
Stuff is... No. That's not even original. That's just, like, his style. But his biggest thing for me is that all he ever says is that I'm black and white. He doesn't go, like, off topic of anything. It's literally just he has the same thing no matter what. Every record he'll say... I'm biracial or whatever. And it's just, it's boring to the point where I don't care. I just like, he doesn't say anything new every album. It's like Drake for me. I don't like Drake because just every album to me is essentially the same. I just want something like new.
I can get a new.
Like, that's a weird stance to have, but it is my stance.
Eric Andre Clark. Anyone else?
Look at me.
Anyone else want to go before me?
I don't know how this explains my current music taste, but the CDs that I grew up on were Good Charlotte, Chronicles of Life and Death, U2, and Black and Black Eyed Peas, Elefunk. So
yeah,
that
okay.
The mixture of those three apparently led me to where I am now. I don't know what that means.
So that's just so funny. You said Black Eyed Peas because two nights ago, my roommates and I were like in a full like screaming match argument because one of them couldn't identify who Will I Am was in the Pump It music video.
What?
Yeah, he thought it was like the like
Fergie
Andot. Like his name's like Andot Ann or something like that. Yeah, it doesn't matter. So he didn't know who Will I Am was, and we roasted him. The end.
Good story.
Wait, have you guys listened to Black Eyed Peas at
stuff.
All recently?
Yes.
No,
they have
I'm
new
talking
stuff?
About their new stuff.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like 2009. Have you like gone back and listened
yes.
to it?
After
yes.
the end, it was over.
Yeah, because it's just a cluster.
No,
Boom Pow should not have been such a popular song.
No, it's good. It's a bop.
No.
Boom Pow is a bop.
It is.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, sorry for the swears.
It's just a chaotic mess.
No, it doesn't matter.
It's
it sells.
Such a chaos.
That's the point.
It does
That's
sell. I'll give you that.
Okay, this is coming from someone that will dance to anything.
Yeah, and I'll dance to good stuff, and boom, boom, pow.
Not
makes
it.
Me go, wow, bro, this is good.
Oh, my lord.
Okay, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say I'm into a lot of like very like indie music, I would say. So The Neighborhood, Eden, Matt Mason, stuff like that. And then not going into the conversation, but kind of like skimming by the conversation. I was watching the GQ Brockhampton interview the other day, and I know that they identify as like pop music. So I guess because of that, I would say like pop is like one of my favorite genres just because of Brockhampton. But outside of them, I would definitely say like indie is where it's at. Like indie, like alternative, like rock kind of stuff. A band called The Wombats.
Oh my God.
That I was, yeah, I met them.
Aussies!
I met, they're not Aussies, they're British. They're from Liverpool.
Why would they call them? Why would you call a band The Wombats if they're not Aussies?
For those of you not in the studio, Lucy was like, yeah, Aussies, like getting really like riled up about that. And, they are not Australian, so she was very visibly disappointed.
I really do not Australian know. Mammal. I don't know, but it's like their little mascot. They're from Liverpool. They're these three guys from Liverpool, and yeah, they came to Vancouver last year, and I met them, and they were like really, really cool. Really
that's
cool.
So sick.
Yeah, but I was a fan. I was a fan of them like from the age of 9.
Really?
Yeah, and then through them, I also went through a very like hard rock kind of phase when I was like 13, 14. Mm. Yeah, but now, great. Yeah, now I'm more mellow, I'd say. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very nice.
I'm definitely like with Gabe on this, with the whole like alt thing growing up. I mean, I'm still like a little alt girl, but I feel like maybe it's like
Have you heard the new Lumineers album?
No,
yes.
I haven't.
Dude, I haven't yes. heard it yet. But apparently, it's good.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll check it out. I don't know. Bap. And all those other bands too, like July
really
Talk and stuff like that.
Yeah. I still love that album.
Yeah.
I saw them a couple years ago. And
okay.
I definitely wasn't crying for sure.
Like, I feel like I like still like that kind of music. I'm definitely like.
But if I was going to cry, yeah, it was
yeah. No, I definitely like, I like preached like the Black Keys. Like, I don't know. For some, I was like a really, really big Vampire Weekend fan. I feel like every song that I listened to in junior high was just like a derivative of a Vampire Weekend like song. I don't know. So I feel like that was like pretty important. I also like was one of those kids who was like so pretentious about my music taste, and I think a lot of that came from the fact that like I had a brother that's 2 years older. It's actually his birthday today, so happy
birthday
to my brother Jordan. So I was like lucky enough to have a brother that's 2 years older. I feel like that's a really good like age difference to give me like music, so I feel like he like fed me a lot of like alt music while I was like in junior high, and that kind of like made me think that I had a better music taste than a lot of people that I went to school with.
So true. I have an older sister. Same. She's 2 years older than me. We fought on everything, but
yeah.
I only listened to her music
I would literally like plug my iPod Nano Video like into his laptop, and I would like download his music library onto my iPod Nano Video. Anyway, I
like
kind of
Nano Video.
Yeah, it's like kind of the forgotten iPod, but
no, I know what it is. I wanted one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, it's like I was not allowed that. But yeah, so I feel like I kind of like denounced like pop music, like things that like other people that were my age
like
were
the boom,
listening
boom,
to.
Pow
yeah,
stuff.
The boo boo yeah. pow people of our generation. But I wholeheartedly regret it now because I like don't think that there's anything like
yeah,
there's
you
no like
get down to
pleasures,
the boom boom.
Right? Like
yeah.
Yeah, you gotta get down to the boom boom.
It's just looking for validation.
Yeah, so I feel like now maybe it's just because I'm like coming off the hot press of summer. I feel like listening to pop music is like not something that I like hate anymore. It's like something that I
wait. So now you're full
I don't
pop.
Like I'm not a full pop person.
Okay.
I just like I don't think that there's
so you
such
grew
thing.
Up, let me just get straight. You grew up with your brother's music.
Yeah.
And then you're like, wait, I missed out on Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
In
no, not
the summer
Black Eyed
of 2019.
Yeah, my summer song was I Got a
your
Feeling.
World's
so.
Gonna, your mind is gonna melt. Just wait till you get to LMFAO, dude.
The whole world. I just feel like I just like didn't appreciate it when I was a kid, and now I'm like, oh, there's no such thing as like a guilty pleasure music, like. People
yeah.
are like, oh, pop music is like my guilty pleasure. Like, pop music is just like fine.
Yeah.
You can like pop music and also like other music. So I'm definitely still like a little like indie alt girl, but I have been indulging myself in like, oh, a lot of Japanese pop this summer. But
Yeah. Japanese pop.
Yeah.
Like who?
Yeah. Like what is his name? Harumi Hosono. He like was on the he produced some music for the new Vampire Weekend album, actually, to bring it all back with 360.
Full circle.
We love Vampire Weekend. Yeah. But I don't know. It's all good.
Very cool. I'm gonna give my take and then Teo's gonna give his. We're going to play a few more songs for everyone who's listening.
Can we play Boba Pal?
No. No. We cannot.
That was
so shut down.
We aren't going to play.
We can just sing the whole thing. He's been dropping lyrics the entire time.
I mean, we could get Gabe to sing it if you want. We have a cover. For me, I'm also with hip hop. And I started with some other things like, definitely, Linkin Park was one of the first bands I really got into, but it quickly changed from nu metal and that into Kanye and Eminem at first. And I think one of the first
nu metal to Kanye.
I don't know what happened.
That was the exact same way.
Yeah,
like, literally the exact same way.
I can't explain how or why, but I think 808s was probably the first album I listened to after Linkin Park's Meteora front to back, and I had no idea how culturally significant that actually was going to be so far ahead of its time. And from Kanye, I think I went to older Eminem. I used to know way too much about Eminem. I used to be like the number one person on that, what's that quiz app that you can like, you can compete and you can like, not Quizlet, no, not the studying one, the other one. Do you, a Quiz Up, is it Quiz Up or something? Not Kahoot. No, there's an app. I'm drawing a blank.
Dude,
what it's called,
me
but
back to high school.
There's an app and you could do like trivia on it, and it was like you can compete against someone random.
It's with the rainbow colors,
trivia
right?
Crack?
It's
like
yeah. Trivia crack, yeah, exactly. So I remember for a while I was the top of the Eminem category because I was so into just everything about it, like embarrassing, yeah. But I just know some weird facts, like I know the Marshall Mathers LP sold 1.76 million. Physical copies in the first week, and no one has broken that record for physical copies still, and no one will because physical copies don't matter anymore. But I just know a lot of weird random facts about Eminem and hip hop because I was so into it. I was so obsessed with it. Yeah, just
what's his shoe size?
9. See, like, I'm
what's his mom's name?
His mom's name is Debbie.
Wow.
Debbie Mathers.
Does he have siblings?
He had two siblings. No, he had, I know this. See, it's bad, it's bad.
What's his daughter's name?
His daughter's name is, Haley. He has another daughter, too.
What's her name?
I can't remember right now.
That's a long name.
But Haley is his only full daughter. The other is half daughter from a different marriage. See, I know too much, and it's still in my brain. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, they're both fully his daughter.
I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm stumbling over my
words. This one I like less.
But from Eminem, I found Outkast and Wu-Tang, Nas, Tupac, and I just got really into like the rhyming and the rhyme schemes of hip hop, and going from there into like, learning how those people really influenced the people you hear today, anyone from Lil Uzi Vert to Playboi Carti to someone outside like ASAP Ferg right now. I just got totally obsessed with hip-hop, and I don't think that I would be in the station today if it weren't for hip-hop, because the reason I'm here is because I met Narwhar at a Kendrick Lamar concert, because I was so into hip-hop, and I was like right up at the front, and I just happened to see him, and I talked to him about hip-hop, and he told me to come here. So without that genre and that obsession, which I still have, I wouldn't have gotten here.
Whoa.
I don't think I would be hosting this. So I have a lot to give back to it, and I could go on and on about it. But I think since we're running low on time, relatively low on time, I'm going to give it over to Teo because I think he has a different perspective from everyone else here as well. And I'd like to hear it, and we're going to play a song that he's chosen.
Yeah. Howdy, folks. Hope everyone's doing well. I know the weather's been pretty bad right now, and it's raining.
Are you talking about the weather?
But I hope you're in your cars, enjoying life, the little simple things. Speaking of simple things, so I was raised not listening to pop and really popular music in this day and age. I did a lot of classical music, particularly about instruments, which I really quite enjoy. My Isaac, who's in the studio with me, I took him to his first Vancouver Symphony Orchestra concert last semester, and it was really great.
We were wearing matching bow ties and all.
How cute.
It's really difficult. Honestly, anything 15th to 17th century.
I don't know what that means.
Sorry. It's okay. But a lot of what I associate, because I think music you associate to a lot of different experiences, and I'm sure some of you, most of you out there listening right now, will have a similar experience of a music that you associate with a point of your life, and whether it's a day or a week or just a whole time period, it depends. But for me, that was definitely reggae and Bob Marley, the Wailers, Toots and Mahals. That kind of music resonates with me and reminds me of childhood memories. No. I was about to cue a song there. And so I have a song for you guys called Under Pressure by Toots and Mahals.
It's called Pressure Drop.
Pressure Drop. I don't know. I was thinking Under Pressure.
The Maytals.
Yeah.
That's correct?
Yeah.
Okay, Pressure Drop.
And from the bottom of my heart, I really hope that you guys enjoy this because I know I will.
Wow. Okay. Here it is.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Get down. I pick myself up off the ground. Look around. There's a couple faces in the crowd. Now I know that you know it's all.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Thank you for listening to We're on the Street. I've been your host, Isaac, with all my co-hosts here. We're all going to say goodbye today, starting with my left side of the room over here.
Goodbye, everybody. It's been a good night. Goodbye, everybody. Have a good night.
All right, peace. Thank you to Yoda and Scooby.
Yoga.
All right. Shout out to Yoga.
Meditation doing you right.
It's been a blast, guys. I really had a great time today. I hope to see you next week on Friday from 4 to 5 or 5 to 6. Woo!
Was that ice?
Bye, everyone. Have a great Friday afternoon.
This is, like, so underwhelming. Goodbye. Have a good weekend, everybody. See you next week.
Is that Isaac?
No, I can't. Bye.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. Goodbye. Everyone has an
apple. Nice Norse, bye, guys.
Oh, is she a Bob
Goofy.
How you doing? I got mud on my boot, and I gotta say goodbye.
It's a Friday, guys. We're all in one of those moods where we've been so stressed all day that we're just trying to get out.
Next week,
we're
going to do either a game of some sort or an interview, but I think probably a game.
A game, like, on air?
Yeah. So we've done Jeopardy before. If you caught Jeopardy, it's pretty loud. If you thought today was loud, just you wait.
You're going to be close.
No one ever won the Jeopardy, though, because the fire alarm went off right before we announced the last round.
Yeah, it was actually, it was just one of those moments, those kind of TV moments. So, yeah, we're probably going to play Jeopardy or something similar to that next week. Just so y'all know what the plan is as listeners, we're trying to do a couple discussion-based episodes a month plus a game show, and then something a bit different, either an interview or Gabe freestyling, something like that. I'm going to play one more song before we go. If you like Anderson .Paak, you'll love Shway. Shway is a group from Vancouver. I've seen them many, many times. They just have a real good groove to how they do things. If you've seen that performance of YBN Cordae and Anderson on Jimmy Fallon, you've seen pretty much what Shway does, and I think they really deserve a lot more attention. So thanks again for listening. This has been We're on the Street, and this is Fly by Shway.
Bird up.
I don't like that.
Bird up.
You know.
You should give him your number.